taking a week off between Iron Bowl, Thanksgiving, and Black Friday. There's not much left for seafood, so y'all have a happy Thanksgiving and see you next week.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fly. gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
They're all finished. The written answers are finished.
After months of negotiations, President Trump has submitted answers to written questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The questions cover issues related to potential election meddling collusion between members of the Trump campaign and the Russian government. It's now up to Mueller's team to accept the answers, submit follow-up questions, or push for an in-person interview with the president. A federal judge strikes down a Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks.
That law was one of the most restrictive in the U.S. and just went into effect last spring, but the only abortion clinic in Mississippi sued to get it overturned. The judge in the case ruling Tuesday it violates women's constitutional rights. And Louisiana's law banning abortions after the same amount of time is on hold. It contains language that says it'll only take effect if a federal court upholds the law in Mississippi.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Thank you, butter! Ah.
Friday's the opposite of Christmas. It creates frenzy. There's a giant shopping horde trying to break in the store. They take the term doorbuster literally. Black Friday's the opposite of Christmas. Shopping stress again. Treating shoppers as your foes is not the way to show goodwill toward men. A guy is knocking me over, said out of my way, sir. He grabbed the last Elmo and then a fat lady pushed me to get a flat screen. I think someone stepped on my head. And when I'm done with Black Friday, I need pain-killing meds. Black Friday's the opposite of Christmas. In the parking lot, they'll yell at you from their car. They don't want to park too far. They sell their kid to get a parking spot. Black Friday's the opposite of Christmas. What happened to the mirth? All the pushing and shoving is not the way to bring about peace on earth.
Are you
traveling this holiday season? Well, this morning show is portable. You can take it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Wake up with Greg Budell and Jay Scott.
Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Ah! No! Emily Hayes.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rosy cheeks.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I broke the law, and for that I'm really sorry. I am. It'll never happen again. However, you impound our car. I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
So stuff that bird and stick it in the oven. Here comes three men and a lady.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. Oh. They're going to go all the way.
Yeah, how about that Iron Bowl this weekend, too? Let me practice for the dinner. Kidding. It is Three Men and a Lady. We're usually Greg Udell. Happy Thanksgiving for me. Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
Some assembly required on that sandwich. And of course, the Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
A lot of people are off, but some people need to go to work today, and you need to get out there a little bit earlier to scrape the ice off the windshields this morning. It's officially a freeze now at 31 degrees out at the airport. So how about that? Cool sunshine today and really a great day for travel with a high temperature around 59. Clear skies tonight. Another cold night. Overnight low temperature by dawn 38. In fact, I think we may sneak down a little bit below that by dawn tomorrow morning. As mom is putting the turkey in the oven, my mom used to do it right before dawn. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a nice day with a high temperature up to about 61. And the parade at 9 a.m., I think the weather's going to be great for the Turkey Day Classic Parade and the game time at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow night, slow down to 40. On Friday, becoming mostly cloudy, but most of Black Friday will be dry. Could be some late day showers, high in the middle 50s, and a better chance of showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm Friday night into early Saturday before this storm system moves out of the way. I think clouds dominate much of Saturday, then partly sunny later. Mid 60s, how about upper 60s on Sunday to near 70, and late day on Sunday, there could be a shower. Iron Bowl weather looks perfect. Game time temperature, the kickoff at 66 degrees, and dry weather. Right now this morning, we have a chilly day started with frost in many areas. Temperatures 32 Prattville, 33 Selma, 35 Auburn, and 31 out of Danley Field with clear skies at 612.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, today's show is brought to you in part by Adams Drugs and Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because I will be taking my Jack Ingram Rogue to the dentist. Somebody else will be driving it home for me. Uh-huh. That'll be a nice experience. And I'll be going to Adams Drugs immediately following for whatever they give you for whatever this thing I'm having today.
Will this restrict your Thanksgiving eating, or how will it affect you?
It could. It could. It's
probably not mashed potatoes, though.
No, mashed potatoes. No, as a matter of fact,
you can drink the gravy.
I could probably puree the whole dinner, right? Cranberries, all of it, into a suckable up kind of
suckable
meal. So. I don't know, but this is
great
the
holiday term. Suckable.
I will be departing somewhat early today. Do I wish it were to a Thanksgiving destination that included goose or family event? Yes, but this is how I get the whole thing done without losing an unscheduled day off. So
Bailey, I'm just going to give this away to another dog.
Seriously, I will be. That's always the easiest part of anything when you go to the doctor and need a prescription filled. Go to Adams Drugs. If you're one of those folks that got tossed into that giant pool of customers with Walgreens when Rite Aid closed, you might want to consider getting that local personal service from a group of people that's dedicated to top-notch customer service, excellent pharmacists, beautiful gift shops, all your over-the-counter needs, and everything else you could want from a pharmacy. It takes 2 minutes to not only get your insurance information in the system, but have your medical history transferred, your prescription history, and you're good to go. And you'll be working with a group of people that will make you feel appreciated. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. At 6:15, we've got your news, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Last year, hundreds of children died from the flu, but a recent poll by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital says 34% of parents say their child likely won't be getting the flu shot this year. Some parents are concerned about side effects or the vaccine not working at all. A man has died after being taken into police custody for creating a disturbance in the 5100 block of Carmichael Road. Police say the man complained of chest pain and collapsed. Fire medics were called and the man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there are no signs of foul play. And the city of Montgomery received the Digital City Survey Award at last night's city council meeting. The survey examines the overall technology programs and plans of the city. Out of all cities its size, Montgomery ranks 8th in the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, Thursday, it's Thanksgiving.
Bring in the turkey.
We gotta save the turkey.
That's all the turkey you're gonna get.
So, how about I just take that turkey off your hands?
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going to be the most delicious Thanksgiving turkey ever.
This year, instead of turkey...
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say instead of turkey?
Okay, thank you all for coming. There's a coffee and brownies out front.
Thank you.
Heartburn only came back twice today.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to us all, huh?
Time for one of my famous Thanksgiving speeches.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Thank you, Rusty Aldrich. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I don't want to alarm anybody, but as you may have heard, all romaine lettuce has been recalled due to a potential E. coli issue. Yeah.
This led to a situation last night where fiance angrily threw away the Caesar salad mix.
Yeah.
He was mad, too.
Then, I don't know if that included...
The chopped Caesar salad mix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just...
It's going to affect a lot of meals.
We had to throw it away.
Well, there is a solution if you find yourself getting symptomatic.
When you need a deadly infection fast, there's only one original herb cough drop that can help. E. coli cough drops.
E. coli.
Whether you're looking to skip work, avoid your wife, or get out of jury duty, there's no need to consume huge quantities of contaminated spinach. Just grab an E. coli cough drop.
E. coli.
Soon, the fever, vomiting, and blood will let you know you're infected and well on your way to a week without household chores and nonstop nagging. So say goodbye to eating raw hamburger and unwashed fruit forever. The next time you need a break, make it E. coli.
E. coli.
Warning, side effects include death.
And of course, the next time you need or you have an electrical emergency at your home, you no longer have to worry about who to call. Mr. Electric. This is a team of master certified electricians who know their stuff. My dad was a master electrician. Mm. And they take their stuff very seriously. If you need something installed, if you're oh, maybe having a fluorescent light that won't stay lit. Maybe there's a ballast issue. They can fix that. Installs. We're having Mr. Electric out to do a whole bunch of stuff in our house to move an outlet for us outside the house.
Tell him about this.
Yeah, I'm going to drop, I'll get with Mr. Black and speak with him. Maybe they can dispatch somebody who can solve this issue for us. Whatever it is you need done, they can do it. Need a new panel or an upgrade, they can do that as well. The whole menu of services offered is available at MrElectric.com. But when you need somebody for any type of electrical work, make them your go-to group. 269-8886. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. All right, at 6:20, we'll get our first look at the roads for the morning and then come back with the timeline for the 21st of November.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking good this morning still. I've checked all the interstates, and with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, no major headaches out there at this moment. Just don't forget, very, very busy traffic day coming up. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State, it's going on now through December 7th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You love Thanksgiving.
This very American holiday, often defined by the pilgrims who landed in Massachusetts.
Thanksgiving's a time for family.
What are you grateful for?
People should experience a melange of Thanksgiving feelings.
If we're going to pardon one turkey, we should pardon them all.
I'm drafting this turkey into military service.
Who's hungry?
I promise I will finish that turkey.
I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
You cut the turkey?
I don't eat turkey. I just got off the phone with Gary of Gary's Markets. He has a brick of tofurkey and has agreed to stay open 30 extra minutes.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
Thanksgiving, thanks that we don't have to go through this for another year.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying, I don't want no stuffing. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving's piled on my plate, mashed potato style. Hey, 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 hey. That's the gravy.
At 6:26 with a timeline for the 21st of November, Thanksgiving Eve, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Today is the 325th day of this year. I remember when we were the second day of the year, huh?
Yeah.
40 days are left, and I've got to confess, this is False Confession Day. I don't know what do you do on False Confession Day?
Like some church music to make up a confession.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
I like that it's an organ, but it's poker face.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
You have to do
a lot.
Yeah, 450 Hail Marys and 350 Our Fathers. Yes, Father, thank you. It's National Jukebox Day. Boy, if I had the room, and I don't, that would be fun to have a jukebox.
Maybe if you just downsize a TV or two. You would have room for a jukebox.
Like I said, I don't have room. It's World Hello Day, so I had to look it up.
Hello!
You're supposed to verbally greet 10 people today as an expression of the importance of personal communication in preserving peace.
Hello!
Or text them.
Hello!
141 years ago, 1877, Thomas Edison announced his newest invention. It was a hard-cranked foiled cylinder phonograph, which was dubbed the talking machine. First thing recorded, Mary Had a Little Lamb, which has now gone triple platinum. I'm told radio played the B-side, though.
We have one right here in the studio. Are you kidding?
Hello.
Radio play the B-side. I thought that was funny. It was funny at 3:30 this morning.
Well, it was funny now.
So much changes in a couple hours.
I know. More coffee and stuff. 87 years ago, in 1931, the horror classic Frankenstein, that's Frankenstein, was released starring Boris Karloff as Frankenstein's monster.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the china.
I can help you with that hump. What hump? Let's go. 76 years ago, 1942, Tweety Bird debuted on a Warner Brothers cartoon called A Tale of Two Kitties, featuring Babette and Costello, the feline parody of comedy about Abbott and Costello. You get it? Yeah, that's what it is.
What do you know? I got an admirer.
I thought a buddy cat.
I have that here somewhere.
55 years ago, in 1963, President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jackie arrived in San Antonio, Texas. They're starting a two-day tour of the state of Texas, which will include a visit to Dallas and Fort Worth in the morning.
By the way, I want to mention that Happy Hour, Thursday and Friday, two chances to catch it. Will be a rebroadcast of our 50th anniversary of the assassination, which is done documentary style. It's really interesting. It's one of the best things we've ever produced in the afternoon.
It's everything I can read or watch, anything about the Kennedy assassination. It's kind of one of my things. 43 years ago, in 1975, Queen released their fourth album, A Night at the Opera, featuring Bohemian Rhapsody, which is the name of their current movie out there, and You're My Best Friend, which will be one of our songs of the day next week.
Oh, yay!
Already working on that. 42 Ooh, years ago.
You need to send me Monday, by the way.
Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't sent it
if
yet.
If not, I can do it.
I haven't sent it yet.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't sent it yet.
Okay, I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. You need to send me Monday.
Yeah.
Today sometime.
Oh, today I
have
to send
it? Because I'm not going
to
be here again until Monday.
Oh.
Well, that's right, and your in-game chat is being covered by a five-hour Clearing the Air.
Yeah, he's going to do a show on Saturday. So.
Text me and remind me.
Yeah,
later.
We'll do.
76, the first Rocky movie opened in New York. Our song of the day comes from a guy from Kenton, Ohio, named William Royce Skaggs. And this one from a brilliant album called Soaked Degrees, the follow-up to a hit called Lowdown. The year is 1977. The guy's real name, well, Pa Skaggs is how we know him. The Lido Shuffle on your holiday timeline.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
So I guess a special meaning to me.
But that was all he missed. He ain't coming back.
The day I set my lawn on fire. This song was playing in my head while I'm stomping out the fire.
Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down, let it roll. He said, one more job ought to get it. One last shot, no, we quit it. One for the road. Lead up.
By Skaggs. Didn't know he was from Canton, Ohio. That's where the NFL Hall of Fame is located.
Some of the best people I know are from Ohio.
Hey, that was like 35, 40 miles away. 1980, fire broke out on the state MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Oh, my gosh. MGM killed 85 people. One person jumped. Four died from burns. 80 died from smoke inhalation on the state. 38 years ago.
That was hard to believe that a hotel at that time that was like brand new.
That's right. I mean,
could have a fire like that.
The 30s, the 40s or something, but that's amazing. 1980 on this date. Oh, George. Don Henley arrested in L.A. after paramedics treated a nude 16-year-old girl suffering from drug intoxication at his home. He pleaded no contest, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He went to a drug diversion program to avoid felony charges because also in the house was, of course, marijuana, cocaine, quaaludes. Just another Thursday at Don Henley's house. 38.
What do you do for a Friday, Doc?
Yeah, getting ready for the weekend. 38 years ago in 1980, estimated 83 million people turned on Dallas to find out who shot JR, and they were pretty let down when they found out it was a relatively minor character.
Kristen!
Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby.
Sue Ellen's sister.
Yeah. 37 years ago in 81, Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical. Physical. 26 years ago, 92, Adam Sandler first performed a Thanksgiving song on Weekend Update on SNL. And changed it around for this year?
Yes.
Can we play it later? You do it again?
Of course.
1995, Dow Jones Industrial Average tops the 5,000 mark for the first time. And later today, it will fall to the 5,000 mark.
Oh, it will not.
Jeez.
Oh,
I've lost so much money. I'm sweating bullets. 15 years ago, 2003, the FDA approved Cialis, gave competition to the two existing ED medications. See, its difference is it can be taken hours before you know what. But Viagra and Levitra has a, let's say, a shelf time, a hour fuse. I didn't want to let you down. But 14 years ago, 2004, Nintendo DS was released in North America. What is that? Nintendo DS? I don't even know anything about that.
It's a DS stands for dual screen. Oh. You flip it up and there's a screen up top, screen up bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I never understood that, DS. But again, I'm not good with those things.
Oh, you're a girl.
You're so good.
It was not me, by the way.
And, no, I'm kidding.
I set it up.
Well, you're a woman.
I love you and you know that. Who made you a delicious BLT this morning?
You did.
You can't expect me to walk into the kitchen and know what everything does. I can't expect you to walk into
I was born with that ability. What are you talking about?
That orphan piece of bacon is gone.
There was three for everybody.
No, there was too much bacon for mine.
8 years ago in 2010, Jimmy Johnson won his fifth straight NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. He was the only driver to ever win 5 years in a row. 1 year ago in 2017, Partridge Family star David Cassidy died of liver failure. He had been telling people it was dementia. He wanted to hide his
alcohol. I knew that from the beginning. I knew that was all BS.
Rain Phoenix is 46 today, the sister of River Phoenix and the sister of Partly Cloudy Phoenix.
Okay, there's Sunny Thomas.
Partly Sunny. Michael Strahan is 47. Ken Griffey Jr. is 49, retired, of course. Troy Aikman is 52, NFL commentator, Cowboys. For the Cowboys quarterback. Goldie Hawn is how old today?
57.
71.
68.
73. That was way off.
Dr. John is 78 from New Orleans.
Dr. John.
I was in the right place.
But it must have been the wrong time.
That's one of our songs next week, too.
Good. More Dr. John.
Ico.
Harold Ramis would have had a birthday today. Died in 2014. The genius behind the writer-director of Caddyshack, Groundhog Day, co-writer of Animal House, Stripes. Stripes is one of my funniest movies ever. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. 34 days till Christmas. 40 days till New Year's Eve. And a month later, yet another festive occasion high over the River Region. Hint, hint. That would be the River Region Royal Wedding.
Brought to you by Maker's Mark.
Baby Buggy Bumber. Now just 65 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Frost on the rotting pumpkin this morning with temperatures right around the freeze mark, so get out there early and scrape your windshield. And by the way, if you don't have a ice scraper, a CD case will always work. Cool sunshine on this big travel day. High of 59. Clear, comfortable again tonight. Actually cold for the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 38 by dawn. Then for the day, Thanksgiving, mostly sunny with a high around 61. Great weather for the parade at 9 and the game at 2. Tomorrow night's low 40. Then on Friday, becoming mostly cloudy, but I think much of the day is dry. Mid-50s tomorrow, chance of a late-day shower, better chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday night into early Saturday before the storm system moves away. Clouds much of the day Saturday, then partly sunny, mid-60s. Upper 60s Sunday, and could be another shower late-day Sunday before it turns much colder by Monday and Tuesday. The game weather for the Iron Bowl, perfect. 66 at kickoff and no rain. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds, temperature 31 out at the airport, second freezing morning of the season here at 638.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Never be humiliated by ugly flooring again. Get to Georgia Floors Direct over the weekend. Great Black Friday pricing at Georgia Floors Direct. On top of their already low wholesale prices. So whether you're looking to redo a room or a whole house or upgrade from carpeting to a hardwood tile or laminate floor, remember, Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969, for 50 years. Same process, wholesale price, their own professional installers, and a great result guaranteed you by Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers. See them, Georgia Floors Direct, on the boulevard across from Lowe's. We're getting ready for TV time at 6:39. Where's the...
Oh, they're getting ready to come to us.
They killed the audio guy, killed the mics as they get ready. So
I see.
Here we go.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:39. According to an American Farm Bureau's annual study, Thanksgiving dinner should only cost less than $5 per person.
Yeah, now if that sounds unrealistic, some money-saving tips include that if you're having a smaller dinner with just four or five people, you might only need to buy a turkey breast and a couple of legs, mm-hmm. or make it a potluck and make everyone bring something.
Yeah, and also serve ramen noodles. That's the only way this is going to work. But let's bring in the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi there. Ho there. You're as welcome as can be. Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey-flavored ramen.
Turkey-flavored
ramen.
Turkey-flavored ramen. And you're done.
No Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah, you got the oral surgery coming up.
I'm having my lips sewn together at 9 o'clock this morning.
That's not what's happening.
Did that shut you up?
It's a Christmas miracle.
This segment is
going to
be really interesting next week.
Wait a minute. Who said that? Was that Ryan?
It was Ryan.
Boy, that kid.
That was Andrew.
Whoever said it.
I was eating my vegetables. That wasn't me.
No, we heard what Ryan said before the mics were up.
I think that key lime pie.
Are we allowed to repeat that on air?
No, we're not. Hey, who brought Thanksgiving meal to his friends?
Rich Thomas did, and it was fantastic. So. Fabulous dressing.
We didn't get anything.
You get key lime pies and we don't, so it's fair.
Well, they were gonna get a key lime pie Friday morning. I was gonna run over there because they got one in the fridge, but I don't know. After what I just heard, I might have to think twice.
He'll bring a bar.
Let the record show that it was not Jalea.
I will address it to you.
There you go.
The I'll top of that pie will say to Jalea.
Anything, Ryan's
Jalea.
Off on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, for sure. Because I'll get up at my regular time. I'll be happy to deliver that.
But it talks about how frugal, you know, it costs to feed people on Thanksgiving. It's relatively, how much does it cost?
Less than $5 a person.
It's not bad.
Yeah. The cost has come down for years. They always looked at it as an inflation.
No, you're not buying any romaine this week.
That's true. No, you can cross that off the... Yeah. The Thanksgiving reputation, but I have some, and they recommend if you want to keep it down, don't overdo it. That's the temptation, because if you're the one that's hosting, you want to have like...
Too much.
You want to have an olive tray.
Everything. And then next day, you can't get it all in the refrigerator. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Sending leftovers home with folks.
And then you're scraping stuff into the garbage can. And your mother's voice is ringing in your head saying, children are starving in Europe or somewhere else.
There are kids in the third world.
That's right. Yeah. They're not eating today. Yeah. So.
I have a big family. And what we've done since we've become adults is that my mom and stepdad, for Thanksgiving at their house, they handle the ham and the turkey. Uh-huh. And then all of us bring a side and a dessert, which I think is a little excessive on the desserts. But, you know.
This year we made reservations. Yeah. So we won't have to worry about leftovers any of that. That's have a nice meal out.
One year my sister made the green bean casserole but didn't drain the green beans.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
No green bean drainage?
Oh, it was like soup. God bless you, Aaron.
Green bean soup.
Do you guys get creative with the turkey after you get tired of turkey? You start grinding it up and making
I can eat turkey sandwiches until it's gone.
Yeah. Turkey salad. Yeah, I want to try those Thanksgiving egg rolls that I keep seeing on little Facebook videos.
Oh, yeah?
Like you put your leftovers in an egg roll and fry it. It's like
I'm still stuck on your sister not draining the green beans.
All the folks with me, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Good thing she lives in Tennessee and won't see this.
I'll send you the clip.
Thanks, Jalea.
You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know, Andrew, you're working in the morning. Is that right?
I'll be here tomorrow, dayside.
Oh, yeah. Dayside.
Me and Jalea both will be.
I got you. Well, I hope you have a nice
sleep in a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay. Good deal.
Thank you.
See you Friday morning with pie.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Bye.
I believe we were done, right?
Was it? Yeah, it was.
Do you think they cut us off?
I don't know.
Why would they have done that?
I don't know.
They didn't cut us off.
They didn't.
Our talent shines so bright.
They didn't cut us off.
Pregnant pause.
There are people reading by the nightlight that we cast with our brilliance. Or something like that. If you're part of your plan this weekend with extra time, finally, to just do a little research.
Ooh, it's car shopping time.
That's right, Jack. So we picked out your signature cars.
We picked out your Thanksgiving car. Now let's pick out your Christmas car.
Yeah. Well, now, if you have a new driver in the family and you need to shop on a budget, you want to buy something you know you can depend on, because one thing new drivers should not have to cope with as they're getting familiar and comfortable with the road is who to call when the car breaks down. That's why we recommend Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, because these vehicles, we know, in the category under $10,000 are so carefully vetted. Whether you want something with a little beef around the side, like my Nissan Rogue. We are three-time purchasers at Jack Ingram, and I saw Tip Tames this week. I stopped by to say hi, and I started laying the groundwork for maybe the next one.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
The next what? The next car.
Yes, yes. Oh. And they frequently send out mailers that have some incredible deals. So make yours with that great team of people over there. So professional. It's so unlike your typical used car shopping experience. And gosh, almost 200 to choose from in all price range, styles, and so forth. Brands like Mercedes and Audi. You can get yourself the best at Jack Ingram for a lot less. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. We will have the cheap and trashy celebrity gossip and birthday report coming up in just a moment at 646. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're working an accident, overturned 18-wheeler. It's on its side. It's going to be right there on Selma Highway near the airport at Richardson Road. Just be careful. Harold's Fine Jewelry is just moving across the street, but all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off and pearls 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. Don't miss the sale. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Everything we have comes from God. Last year, I went to visit my son during his final year of school at Auburn University. We decided to grab lunch together at a food court on campus, and my son asked if he could buy me lunch for a change. Well, I gladly accepted his offer, but when it came time to pay, he did so with a meal card that I had purchased for him at the beginning of the semester. As we sat down to eat, he realized this and said, "Thanks for giving me the money to buy you lunch, Dad." David said that this should be our attitude all the time toward God. In 1 Chronicles 29, he said, "Oh, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." This Thanksgiving, we have a perfect opportunity to celebrate God's goodness and to remind ourselves that everything we have comes from him. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities. Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer Subaru.com/share for details.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, that was quick. 651.
You see that cow?
I used to be proud of this.
Hello? I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
He's made a lot of statements. We know he hates Trump, but it's more than that. Now even his wife doesn't want him around anymore. They've been married 20 years, Grace Hightower.
Yeah.
Two kids together, and she said, adios, muchacho. No more. So, another Hollywood marriage bites the dust.
I'm thinking of him as Michael Corleone, and him explaining to his wife that can't happen, right?
Oh.
Michael Corleone.
Right.
I don't remember when they were... Never mind. The movie, when they were married, and they were... Right. I think Catholics, you can't...
You mean they were going to do that, and then he said,
not that.
Is that what he said?
No.
Wait.
It's a Catholic.
He's talking about the Godfather.
The mob, you don't get divorced. You don't get divorced.
I thought you were talking about...
No.
That.
I wasn't talking about that.
No, that. Here's a question. Is Ben Affleck jealous of Jennifer Garner's new boyfriend and what's in his wallet?
Man,
what's in his wallet?
Like the
I got it.
Drew Barrymore says she won't let her kids be child actors. The big pay-per-view this weekend is the golf match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Oh yeah,
that's because the Iron Bowl is at pay-per-view.
Yeah, well. They have made or somewhere within this, I think after the first hole, they made a $200,000 side bet between themselves.
Oh.
Movies opening over the weekend, Rocky 21. It's called Creed 2. Dolph Lundgren is coming back to this one, so it's just, regurgitating the same characters and different outcomes, and they probably have it set up for yet another sequel. Robin Hood. Why are they doing this again?
Because no one's creative anymore.
And there's no rights to the property, so they can just do it anytime they want.
Oh, is that a fact? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Robin Hood, that's you just go ahead. Nobody owns the rights to that.
Really?
To Robin Hood?
Yeah. Ralph Breaks the Internet's folklore. Coming out with Gal Gadot.
There's your number one film.
Right there?
For the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids film, Wreck-It Ralph 2, yes.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, okay.
So
it's Disney animated movie, yeah.
What do you suggest? I have 3 days to watch movies now. What do you suggest?
What now? Say again?
I have 3 days to watch movies.
Tradition in our family to start Thanksgiving.
No, I mean the theater.
Go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that.
Is it good?
Loved it.
Yeah? I mean, I know you like it.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Is there anything else that I should... Halloween's gone, and I wanted to see that.
Yeah, Halloween's gone, so Bohemian Rhapsody is something to check out.
See Bohemian Rhapsody 3 times.
Hey, did you send him the World War I?
I did not.
It's going to be playing 2 days in December.
Because I know you were sleeping. I try not to send you stuff in the middle of the day.
The 17th of December and the 27th of December. What is it called when they were young?
They shall not grow old.
They shall not grow old.
Well, you can send me stuff by email because I shut that sounder off on AOL. You know when you get something new in your mailbox?
Yeah. Text. It was a text.
I leave the dinger on. My dinger is always on.
Right, and I try not to because I know your dinger will just go off at any moment.
I don't know when the right time to text you is or not. I think it may be around 1.
And I just
at any moment.
Don't want to disturb you.
Remember the TV show Northern Exposure?
Yeah. One of my favorites of all time.
They're bringing it back.
What?
CBS is developing a revival with Rob Morrow back as Dr. Joel Fleischman. John Corbett, who played Chris Stevens, is producing this.
You're kidding.
Oh, wow.
Previous stars include Barry Corbin, Jamie Turner, John Connell, Daryl Burroughs, Cynthia Geary.
Daryl's, I mean, oh, God.
Now, this show ran for 6 seasons on CBS between 1990 and 95. Got 39 Emmy Award nominations, won 7, including Best Drama.
When's it coming back?
It's a Christmas miracle.
For next season, next fall, I believe.
As well. Oh, my God.
And then there is a Sopranos prequel.
Yeah, I heard about that.
In the works. This, I would be interested in seeing because I love the TV show, called The Many Saints of Newark. And it'll revolve around Dickie Moltisanti, who mentors a teenage Tony Soprano. He was never on the original series, this Moltisanti guy, but his son Christopher Imperioli was.
Ah.
And we all remember how he got snuffed out?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally snuffed out. Sounds like it has potential, and y'all know it's on weekend. Every Thanksgiving, they feature the incredibly boring Detroit Lions. Those games are fun when they play them outdoors. Might be snowing or something.
Uh-huh.
And the Cowboys host the Redskins. I don't know if either one.
The only football game that matters this weekend is the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, but you're right about the tradition. It was always Detroit at noon, right? And Dallas later?
Yeah, it was during the food preparation. All that was kind of cool. Rusty?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What's up?
I've got a movie that you guys need to see. Hmm. It's over there on the Netflix.
Oh.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It sounds crazy, I know, but it's one of the Coen Brothers movies.
Oh, I've heard a lot about this, yeah.
It's pretty good. I got to watch it, I was like, this is kind of weird. And then it's just a good storytelling movie, and there's really no happy endings anywhere, but it's a pretty good show.
It was definitely something to check out.
And then there's that Iron Bowl thing this weekend.
That Iron Bowl thing.
That's going to be huge. That would be a good time to go to the Walmart.
Be a good time. That's right. That's
nobody there.
Forgot to tell you. If you ever want to do anything by yourself this weekend, just do it during the Iron Bowl.
I do that every year.
But then you miss the Iron Bowl.
The Atlanta Iron Bowl.
Rusty, we're dead out of time, buddy. I'm sorry. It's 6:58.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and thanks for everything that you've done for us.
Yes.
The Atlanta Highway, you could stand out in the middle of it.
You want to see a movie by yourself?
Yeah.
Go during the Iron Bowl.
I know. It's an amazing phenomenon to me, and I take advantage of it every year.
Wait, you don't watch the Iron Bowl?
Not the first half.
Apparently you're...
You also put ketchup on your steak. Who are you even?
Started putting ketchup on my meatloaf. Do I get points for that?
Maybe. Maybe.
If you are renting, let's say you're paying $900 or $1,000 a month to rent, you can own
you're
for
doing
that.
It wrong.
Well, yeah, you can own for that amount or less. And the guy that can make that happen for you, who works as hard as anybody in that business, is Morris Capuano. See Morris, or better yet, call him at 409-9300. I'll bet he'd work for you on Thanksgiving.